Mad cow disease aside, people in the western United States, cattle country, face another big problem, long-term drought. In what some see as a desperate move, the Denver Water Department has installed dozens of cloud seeding devices in the mountains, hoping to increase rain and snow. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
A lot of people complain about the weather, but Kathy Lunsford is doing something about it. Whenever storm clouds roll in over her house in the Rocky Mountains, she tromps through the snow to light up her cloud seeding machine. The device is about 7 feet tall with a gas tank on the bottom, a tan metal box in the middle, and a round blackened chimney on top.
So here's the big propane tank, just like you'd have in your side yard if you heated your house with propane. And then the first thing we do is turn the propane tank on, all the way.
As the gas pressure builds, Lunsford uses a handheld striker that makes sparks to light the top of the cloud seeder.
There's that. Now the flame's going out the top.
The orange flame shoots about 2 feet into the air.
Then we turn the solution to the right.
The solution she's talking about contains silver iodide. After it's shot into the flame, it vaporizes and theoretically goes up into the clouds where it cools and crystallizes. Water drops are drawn to the crystals, and when they're heavy enough, the theory says they'll come back down as snow. Lunsford's machine is just one of about 40 that Denver Water has in the mountains. It will cost the agency about $400,000 to run these devices this winter alone. Nobody knows for sure they really work. But Denver is in the middle of a drought, and Chips Berry is desperate.
It seemed to me it was worth trying.
He heads the Denver Water Department. Berry says the physics of cloud seeding are sound. It's been shown to work in the laboratory. But out in the open sky, there's no definitive proof yet.
The question is, can you control the operating circumstances enough to guarantee a result? You can't to guarantee it, but you can control it enough to say we got a pretty good chance.
Berry says there is some preliminary research that shows the cloud seeding machines used last year in the Rockies appear to increase snowpack by 10 to 15%. Still, he says investing in weather modification requires a leap of faith. Michael Garstang isn't content with a leap of faith. He's a meteorologist at the University of Virginia. Garstang acknowledges the preliminary data on cloud seeding look good.
There's fairly clear evidence that this works, that snowpack is enhanced.
But Garstang isn't ready to put his scientific seal of approval on cloud seeding. He says there's still too many questions.
From a research point of view, the technology or technique is unproven.
Garstang recently chaired a panel of scientists that recommended the federal government do more research on cloud seeding. But that would take years of scientific study conducted across the country and would cost millions of dollars. So far, Congress hasn't allocated the money and doesn't have plans to in the future. Despite the scientific doubts and a Congress unwilling to foot the bill for research, the Denver Water Department continues to believe. And so, when the clouds roll in, Kathy Lunsford will fire up the cloud seeder, and water officials will cross their fingers, hoping the machines are really doing the job. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.